It's time to get into the weeds with one of the most polarizing players on the roster today on Locked On Bills.
You are Locked On Bills, your daily Buffalo Bills podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Bills Mafia? It's Joe Marino from the Draft Network, and I'm your host of Locked On Bills. Happy Friday to you, and thank you for making Locked On Bills your first listen every day, or if you're joining us on the YouTube channel, your first watch every day. This is going to be a good one. I know a lot of you have been wanting me to break down Buffalo Bills linebacker Tremaine Edmonds. And that's what we're going to do on the podcast. And I fully understand that this is a polarizing player within Bills Mafia. Tremaine has his supporters. He has his doubters. And because of that, there's a lot of varying opinions on what this player is for the team. And it's at an all-time high because his contract expires after this season. And so what I want to do here on this podcast today is just be honest with you. I want to be honest with you regarding how I feel about Tremaine Edmonds. And I think through this, you'll see that I show my work. And whether you agree with me or not, I think you will understand that everything that I have to say to you today is rooted in good process. And so let's get into it. What I want to focus in on is some background information, why I think he's a polarizing player amongst the fans, his strengths and what he brings to the table, his weaknesses and where he's lacking. And then I want to talk about the contract. You know, what to do about that contract that expires after this season. So Tremaine Edmonds, a four-star high school recruit out of Virginia, and he played his college football at Virginia Tech. His father played seven seasons in the NFL, a two-time Pro Bowler, a one-time All-Pro. He's got two other brothers. Him and his two other brothers all play in the NFL. Trey Edmonds and Terrell Edmonds, both with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and of course, Tremaine Edmonds with the Bills. So he goes to Virginia Tech. He earns playing time as a true freshman, starts two games. And then he was a full-time starter for Bud Foster on defense as a junior and a sophomore. So 3 years at Virginia Tech, starter for two seasons, and played a fair amount as a true freshman. He declared for the draft, and when he did, he was only 19 years old when the Buffalo Bills made him a first-round draft pick. I was fortunate to get a chance on two occasions to scout Tremaine Edmonds live, once in Blacksburg, where they played Pitt, and then the bowl game in Orlando, the Camping World Bowl game against Oklahoma State. And who was there in the press box with me at Camping World Stadium in Orlando? Brandon Bean. Tremaine Edmonds is a physical specimen. 6 foot four and a half, 253 pounds, 34 and a half inch arms, 83 inch wingspan. He is a monster. All of those measurements that I gave you are above the 90th percentile for linebackers in the NFL. His wingspan alone is 98th percentile. Oh, by the way, he runs a 4.54 40-yard dash. He's big in every way, in terms of height, weight, length, and he's an explosive athlete. He's a rare dude. So why is he polarizing? Why is Tremaine Edmonds polarizing? Well, I think that's because the Bills made him the number 16 overall selection in the 2018 NFL draft. And they traded up to get him. Traded with the Baltimore Ravens. They sent pick 22 and pick 65 to the Ravens for pick 16 and 154. So basically, the Bills moved back from 65 to 154 to be able to move up for Tremaine Edmonds at number 16. And that creates high expectations. So you have this incredibly young football player that is a physical freak with an incredible pedigree. When you consider both playing for legendary defensive coordinator Bud Foster at Virginia Tech, but also his father and his two other brothers, and the Buffalo Bills trade up for an off-ball linebacker. There's expectations that come with that. And Tremaine Edmonds has done some really good things for the Bills. A three-time team captain, that matters. A two-time Pro Bowler in four seasons in the NFL. Just 24 years old right now. 24 years old and has been an NFL starter for four seasons on four really good defenses. But there has been inconsistency. There's no doubt about it. He doesn't make every play you wish he would. And some of his best qualities, you can't measure him with a statistic. That makes it challenging. Understanding Tremaine comes with an understanding of what he's asked to do for the Buffalo Bills defense as the Mike linebacker. And being mindful of that transition that he's had as a young player that at Virginia Tech played outside linebacker for Bud Foster, who ran a blitz-heavy scheme with a lot of unique fronts, a lot of bare fronts. Nothing like a Sean McDermott, Leslie Frazier system at all. So the purpose of today's discussion is to really dial in on what Tremaine is, what he isn't, and what the Buffalo Bills should do moving forward. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. They have everything you'd like to wager on. They have football's futures, Major League Baseball, golf, boxing, soccer. They've got it all. MMA, it's super fun. They've got some really cool props right now. Josh Allen props came out this week where you can look at the projected stat lines and choose the overs and unders and all kinds of cool stuff over at BetOnline. It is the best place for you to stay on top of all your favorite sports news and podcasts and information this season, including live betting. Super fun. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. It's BetOnline, and it's where the game starts. So with the introduction out of the way here, and I hope I somewhat set the table for everything that's to come, let's get into the weeds a little bit. And I want to start with the strengths of Tremaine Edmonds and what we've seen from him in the NFL. And this is really where I'm going to start getting into stuff that I can't measure for you with a statistic. I can't say that he had 120 catches and 1,300 yards receiving and 12 touchdowns. It doesn't work like that. And I really don't care about tackle stats for linebackers. Saw Preston Brown lead the NFL in tackles like two seasons in a row, and he's not a good football player. So whether you like it or not with Tremaine Edmonds, or you believe it carries any merit, Tremaine Edmonds is the leader of the Buffalo Bills defense. You have heard a firm commitment from Sean McDermott, Leslie Frazier, and Brandon Bean about that. They are completely unwavering in their continuous effort to make sure that everybody knows that Tremaine Edmonds is the leader of the Bills defense. Every time they're asked about Tremaine, And even sometimes in the questions that they're asked, it suggests to these people, Frazier, McDermott, and Bean, that, hey, the fan base is kind of split on Tremaine Edmonds. They talk about his leadership, and they don't affirm that the organization is split on him like the fans are. So first and foremost, let's acknowledge the leadership component of what Tremaine Edmonds brings to the Buffalo Bills defense, a defense that's been really friggin' good with him as the Mike linebacker. Now, they have talked about needing more development and growth as a player, and they like to remind everybody that he's young, but I never once got the sense that the organization wasn't aligned with Tremaine and his status with the team. So leadership. Now let's talk about the physical skill set. I talked about his size and athleticism already, but let's talk about why that matters for the Bills defense. He's got incredible range, and that range matters a ton, especially in coverage. Some of the things that Tremaine Edmonds can do and take away in coverage is really, really special and really, really rare. Now, being able to move laterally and pedal backwards and all that type of stuff, obviously, short area explosiveness, those are obviously good qualities to have in coverage. But a couple of areas where there's practical application that I want to bring up are, first of all, the amount of times that the Bills will have Tremaine Edmonds playing up, kind of mugging the A gaps, playing down like he's going to threaten to blitz the A gaps. And at the snap, he pedals back and can get depth on a drop really, really quickly and take away some of those shallow crossers and glance routes. And so a quarterback might think that Tremaine is blitzing, and even if a typical linebacker is threatening blitz and peels out, they don't have the range to get back and take away an area of the field that quarterback pre-snap believes he has free access to. He thinks he's hot. Get the ball out quick. Well, if you get the ball out quick against Tremaine, this guy can pedal and buzz back and cover a lot of ground quickly and take things off the menu that you thought were on the menu. He changes the picture post-snap. Because he has the wingspan and the length and the height and the range, you can do that. Then it's just the throws he takes away because of his length and range, not necessarily just because he's threatening the A-gaps and peels back. But listen to what the Bills' opponents say about Tremaine in their press conferences leading up to games. I'm going to give you a quote here from Robert Saleh, the Jets head coach, talking about Tremaine Edmonds. And I have to bring up this quote because I don't have a statistic to share with you that tells you about the throws he takes off the menu because his skill set, but it matters. The Bills' defense, since Tremaine Edmonds has arrived and been the starter, he started at least 15 games every year he's been a part of the team. The Bills were 1st, 4th, 13th, and 1st in pass defense. It'd be really hard to hide a bad player, quote, air quotes, a bad player as your Mike linebacker in this scheme and have those types of results. A lot of consistency there. Here's what Robert Saleh said. He said, Tremaine Edmonds is like a unicorn in the linebacker world. I mean, the guy is 6'5". He's got ridiculous length, speed, range, knockback. He's got all of it. There isn't anything he doesn't have. So he is special in every sense of the imagination. The amount of space he takes away just by mere presence in the middle of the field is unlike anything that's been seen in a very long time. I think Brian Urlacher would probably be one of those guys. Hopefully that ties a ribbon on what I'm trying to communicate here with what Tremaine Edmonds brings to this Bills defense in pass coverage. And when you have a player like that, it changes the way you can space the field. It's kind of like what I talked about with Trey White when he went down. One of the concerns that I had about the Bills' pass defense moving forward was, of course, they don't have Trey White. That's an easy talking point. But why? Why does that matter? It's not just that you lost a good player, but why does it matter? Well, Trey White changes the way you can space the field. You can have Trey White play man coverage, rush 4, and you can space the rest of the field with your other back six defenders. Think about a one high center field safety like Ed Reed or a Kevin Byard, those special rangy center fielders out there. When you can have that guy playing over the top, it changes what you can do in terms of spacing the field, whether it's zone or man or mixed coverages, because you have that type of skill set. Tremaine Edmonds changes the way the Bills can play defense because of what he brings to the table. Like this quote from Leslie Frazier. Leslie Frazier said this regarding Tremaine Edmonds. He makes it really hard for the quarterbacks as they're trying to make throws over the middle of our defense. It's difficult as those guys try to judge his range, in particular when he gets his hands up. He's had a number of batted balls over the course of his short career in the NFL, and a lot of that has to do with quarterbacks just not sure what he can do when he raises his hands and he ends up about 6'7" wingspan when he gets those hands up. So he causes problems for quarterbacks, but also for the running backs because of the way he can close on them. He's tracking them down in the alley. His length is a plus in a lot of ways. So hopefully that helps you understand. When I say 6'4 and a half, 253, 34 and a half inch arms, 83 inch wingspan, 4.54, 40 yard dash, that's the practical application of that, and it matters. And those quotes from Robert Saleh and Leslie Frazier, I think, tie a ribbon on that. So hopefully that gives you an appreciation for what Tremaine Edmonds brings to this team in pass coverage. Now, he's got things he can improve on in pass coverage. We're going to get to that. But man, that's a really strong foundation. Another critique with Tremaine Edmonds that I see out there is run defense. And I think there's some really important context that we need to acknowledge. First, I do want to share some numbers here. And I think you've probably seen these numbers going across Twitter, right? If you're on Twitter and you've seen the Tremaine Edmonds conversation, especially when it relates to Eric Turner and Cover One and all the great data that he's brought to the table and all the great video clips that he's brought to the table, surely you've seen this. And I want to give you some of the run defense advanced numbers that are relevant to Tremaine Edmonds and other linebackers in the NFL. Let's start with missed tackle rate against the run. Tremaine Edmonds is 11th best in the NFL last year, 5.9% missed tackle rate against the run. Just to give you an idea, DeMario Davis, 8.2%. Fred Warner, 8.3%. Levante David, 8.9%. Bobby Wagner, 9.6%. Devin White, 15.5%. Tremaine Edmonds, 5.9%. Run stop percentage, meaning that you make a tackle that results in defensive failure, meaning that a certain percentage of the line to gain wasn't achieved because you made a tackle and it's considered a stop. Tremaine Edmonds, 7.6%. Which is exactly the same as Fred Warner, 7.6%. Bobby Wagner, 7.3%. Levante David, 7.2%. Darius Leonard, 8.6%, just 1% better. Average depth of tackle against the run. Tremaine Edmonds, 3.4 yards. Bobby Wagner, 3.6. Levante David, 4. Miles Jack, 4.2. Fred Warner, just a touch better at 3.1. Darius Leonard, 2.8. He measures up, folks. He measures up. And that's before I gave you some really important context. So let's give you that context right now. The Bills are not a defense. Listen to this. The Bills are not a defense that prioritizes being plus one in the box. What does that mean? That you have an extra defender in the box. We talk about this from an offensive perspective in terms of running the football and how it's often a math equation. Do you have numbers? Do you have a numbers advantage when it comes to players in the box? Who you're going to block in the box to create running lanes? And if your numbers are good on offense, you're probably going to run the ball well. Defenses oftentimes prioritize being plus one in the box because you got to take away the run. And when you have that extra player in the box, it's really friggin' hard to run the football. Jim Schwartz. Everybody loves Jim Schwartz for that one season that he had with the Bills. He is a big believer in being plus one in the box. That's a big part of his scheme. Not this one. Not the scheme you watch now. Not Sean McDermott, Leslie Frazier. They don't care about that. The Bills are among the highest percentage of teams in the NFL that run two high safety looks. The Bills are the highest percentage of nickel defense played in the NFL. Literally, almost never are the Bills plus one in the box. So what does that mean? Who does that impact? It impacts Tremaine. It impacts Tremaine. Puts a lot on him. He has to deal with multiple gaps against the run. He's responsible for tons of real estate in coverage because of the scheme. There's a lot on his plate. And that's not even accounting for, okay, the Bills really haven't had an ideal mix of defensive linemen in front of him. Or thinking about how different the run fits are in Buffalo compared to what Bud Foster did with his bare fronts at Virginia Tech. But meanwhile, everybody loves Matt Milano, and I do too. But he's the guy that gets to play more free as a pursuit-style player and as a matchup linebacker in coverage. Tremaine Edmonds has to be the Mike linebacker. Read his keys. Be disciplined. And when he makes a mistake, you can feel it. You can feel it because he's given so much to deal with. But even Milano and Edmonds as a pair, their skill sets complement each other so, so well, and they play off each other extremely well. So you can't talk about this in a vacuum. You can't say in a vacuum anything about Tremaine Edmonds because you have to have this context to understand what he's asked to do, why it's hard, and why his skill set allows the Bills' scheme to be different, and it's been very, very successful. But like I said at the beginning, Tremaine Edmonds is not a perfect player. He has things that he needs to improve upon. And so after all that, let's kind of talk about some of the areas that Tremaine Edmonds at 24 years old needs to demonstrate some growth. And I would say that his eyes in zone coverage are something that can improve. And again, being mindful of just the amount of real estate that he's responsible for, I can understand why he's going to have some issues with eye discipline and zone coverage because he's going to be peeking everywhere because he's got a lot to deal with. But that's also gotten him in trouble at times. He's been able to be manipulated out of his zone, and he will vacate areas of the field that he's responsible for, and the quarterback will find a completion. That happens. So understanding when zone coverage becomes man, understanding the eligible receivers, what routes they've run, and using process of elimination to put yourself in the right spot to cap the right routes. Eye discipline and zone coverage, something he can get better at. Block deconstruction is something that Tremaine Edmonds can get better at, playing through contact, stacking and shedding blocks, scraping over top of blocks. He can get better at that. But, well, he hasn't had great defensive line play in front of him or consistent defensive line play, especially on the interior. And also, we just got done telling you, their Bills are never plus one in the box, which means a lot of times Tremaine Edmonds has multiple gaps to deal with. And so you can understand how that goes hand in hand with having some challenges with block deconstruction. I think there's times where his processing speed can be better. And I will say that his processing speed is something that I think you can sense has improved year over year. And then, look, it's splash plays. I would agree with what Leslie Frazier has said. I want Tremaine Edmonds to make more splash plays. And again, that's going to be difficult because of all the things that we've discussed, right? He's got a lot on his plate. He's got a lot of real estate he's responsible for against the run and pass. And that makes it a bit more challenging, but that's how you become a dynamic defensive playmaker instead of, hey, this guy means a lot to the defense. He can do a lot for our scheme. He matters. We're really good with him. This is how you become like one of those dudes at linebacker. You got to make more splash plays. It's what I've talked about with Tre'Davious White. One of the things that I love about Tre'Davious White is not only is he very good in coverage and he's sticky and he doesn't give up much, but he knows how to make splash plays, strip the football, make plays on the ball, intercept it. And that's the difference between him and a Byron Jones. Byron Jones, really good cornerback for the Miami Dolphins, doesn't make any plays on the ball. He doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't make splash plays. And so when Byron Jones became the most highest paid corner in the NFL for that short period of time that he was, that was one of the things that I had some caution about when I kind of processed that deal for myself. And then when I applied the lens of Tre'White through to that, because he is a guy that takes away the football and makes splash plays, it made me have even more of an appreciation for what the Bills were able to get done with that contract. But splash plays need to happen more frequently for Tremaine Edmonds. Here's the quote from Leslie Frazier. I would agree with this. Regarding Tremaine Edmonds, Leslie Frazier said, I think he knows this. You want more splash plays. You want those big plays in ball games. The play he made against the Texans, the interception he came up with, that was a huge play in that ball game. It really helped propel us along the way to a really good performance, and we need more plays like that. And if we get that, he'll help take us to another level as a defense. He's capable. He's shown that. And what's funny to me is Leslie Frazier had an entire press conference, right? An entire press conference, and I feels like that's the one thing everybody wants to talk about. How about the part where Leslie Frazier regarding Tremaine Edmonds said, quote, he's been a tremendous player for us. He makes a lot of plays. He leads our defense. No, that's boring, right? We don't like that. We like to say, well, he's got to make more splash plays. Both things are true, but why do we acknowledge one and not the other? So I think the four biggest things for Tremaine, for him to take a big step, eye discipline and zone coverage, block deconstruction, continuing to improve his processing speed, and that should help him make more splash plays. So before we get into the contract discussion, let me just kind of make a few points here. So after listening to all of that, I would ask you, do you want Tremaine Edmonds gone? Well, okay, maybe you said yes to that. I would ask you, what is your replacement plan? What is your replacement plan? Tremaine Edmonds is a unicorn. You aren't simply going to insert a different player into the middle linebacker role for the Bills defense and maintain the objectives of the scheme that has made you an elite NFL defense for a long, sustained period of time. Tremaine Edmonds enhances the Bills' defensive scheme. Almost any other player that you're going to put in there is going to restrict the scheme because they don't bring what Tremaine does physically. And I've said this before, but I am terrified that Tremaine would be an absolute superstar for another team that would have less on his plate. And maybe your response back to that is, well, take something off of his plate and allow him to make more plays and be a superstar in Buffalo. To which I would say, part of what he brings to the table, you can't measure because of what he takes away. It's why I went through all that I did. He changes the way the Bills are able to play defensive football. It's complicated. He's young. He's done a lot. He has more to prove, but this isn't a black and white conversation. There's a lot of nuance to it, and that's why it's hard. Just being honest with you how I feel about all this. So let's talk about the contract, the looming contract, right? Because he's up. He's up after this season. And I think part of the polarization, if that's even a word, or why he's such a lightning rod, is because of the contract. And I think everybody has a different appetite for what he should get paid. Look at the two most recent linebacker contracts. And it's Darius Leonard with the Colts, who got 5 years, $98.5 million, 19.7 per season. And Fred Warner with the 49ers, 5 years, $95.2 million, $19.05 million average per season. And so that, just like the conversation that I had regarding the contract extension for Minka Fitzpatrick and how I'm really not sure that it has much to do with Jordan Poyer, I don't think these deals either. The Leonard and Warner deal, I don't think they have much to do with Tremaine Edmonds. Tremaine Edmonds isn't on the level of those two players. And so let's take a realistic look at some of the comparable contracts that I think make a lot more sense. And I have three of them to present to you. One from the 2020 offseason, one from the 2021 offseason, one for the 2022 offseason. So the 2021 is Zach Cunningham with the Houston Texans. Signed a four-year, $58 million deal, $14.5 million average annual value. Entering 2021, Miami Dolphins linebacker Jerome Baker. 3 years, $37.5 million. That's $12.5 million per season. Then entering this offseason, Devondre Campbell with the Green Bay Packers was phenomenal in 2021. He parlayed that into a five-year, $50 million deal. That's a $10 million per season average annual value. So if Tremaine Edmonds is kind of the player we saw last year, maybe a touch better, I would guess that Tremaine Edmonds winds up being a $13 to $15 million average annual value contract guy, unless he blows up, right? Let's say it all comes together and he plays faster, makes more splash plays, and leaves no doubt. Well, then he does enter the Darius Leonard, Fred Warner conversation. And if that happens, you gladly pay it or you gladly apply the franchise tag and buy yourself a little bit more time. I think the contract value, where it comes in and what Tremaine Edmonds shows, what new information comes this season, is going to dictate a lot of this. But I fear that there's a large part of Bills Mafia that thinks that he's in line for this Darius Leonard, Fred Warner type deal, and I don't think that's the case. But I hope it is. I hope that he does take a big step this year and you start to say, wow, yeah, he's that type of player. But I think there's a more realistic way to look at this. I hope this was helpful for you. I hope that this helped you gain some perspective on Tremaine Edmonds. And I hope that you could appreciate some of the nuances and challenges with this conversation. You know, football is a simple game. On one hand, it's about blocking and tackling. What is that Marv Levy quote? If you throw it and catch it and block and tackle and kick it better than your opponent, you're going to have a lot of success. Sometimes it is that simple. But there is a lot of nuance to it, and Tremaine Edmonds is a player that requires some of that. And so, like I said at the beginning, no, Tremaine Edmonds doesn't make every play that you wish he would. And because he has so much responsibility, you feel the weight of those moments where he doesn't make a play you wish he would. But my goodness, does this guy do a lot for the Bills' scheme and how he leads this defense, and the results of the unit speak for themselves. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us here today on this podcast and this week. I am taking off Monday for the 4th of July, so just plan accordingly. But I'll be back for you again the rest of the week, Tuesday through Friday. Make sure you're subscribed. Would love it if you took a second to rate, review, and share. Have a great 4th of July weekend, and I look forward to catching up with you again on Tuesday.